Melbournean alt-pop duo This Way North, comprised of musicians Kat Lay and Laisha Jungle Walla, have begun to take the world by storm with new tracks and international tours. They've returned to Australia at the end of 2017 with a brand new single, Make It Work, leading a national tour that takes them to Adelaide this Sunday, or brings them to Adelaide, in fact, for a one-night gig at the Metro. We're now joined by Laisha to tell us more about their musical journey. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, thank you. Not many people say that, do they? It's always Happy Monday, but Happy Friday? That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, Friday's the best day. Everyone's loving the Friday feels.
Maybe we just name every day of the week Friday.
Maybe that would actually help. This whole sense of, okay, yeah, sure, it's Friday. I'll keep doing my work then.
Well, look, in 2 days' time, you're going to be playing here in Adelaide at the Metro.
Yeah, can't wait. I love Adelaide. It's a really awesome city, and I've only just started to be able to explore it, so I'm all new and excited and fresh-eyed.
Look, it's a great time to be here, actually, I can tell you, rather than the depths of winter. Look, let's talk about your band, which is really why we've got you here, This Way North. I've listened to the single. It's pretty jumpy and punchy. I really like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and rather daring in its sort of sparseness, I think.
I think Kat and I have sort of really come to write songs that can sound quite sparse at times. I think because, we're a duo, drums and guitar, and often when we play, people say that, it always sounds like a full band and a really full sound, but we like to give each other the space too, when we're playing, to have space within our instruments and within the song to... to really let everything breathe. So instead of worry about trying to fill everything up with heavy bar chords to make it sound really full, we sort of go the other way to allow ourselves have that room.
And do you shift tone on the guitar, like with pedals? Because I actually couldn't tell whether that opening riff, which we'll hear later, was actually done with the bass or not, or with the guitar.
No, it's with a guitar, but I use an octave pedal. I went down the slippery slope of guitar pedals a few years ago, and now, as people who use guitar pedals or that kind of thing, it will attest to it. It's just an endless array of opportunities and money being spent on pedals, really. Yeah,
absolutely. Now you've got a backup car that just follows you around with all the pedals in it.
Oh, my gosh, that's the dream.
Hey, tell us a little bit about how you and Kat met, because I've heard that interestingly you didn't just sort of run into each other, at the neighbourhood, local cafe or bar. You actually met overseas.
We did. We may as well have run into each other. We met over in Canada, but we really only lived about a couple of blocks apart. So we probably just missed each other going in for milk on certain days. I'm sure. We met at a festival in Canada a few years back now, a tiny little one. We were both touring with different bands and, heard the unmistakable sound of other Aussies, which, sometimes cringeworthy overseas and sometimes exciting. So this time it was exciting and we got to hang out. And then we came back. It was actually the year after that we first met. We sort of came back. We hung out again at the same festival the year afterwards, and then when we both returned from that tour, my band had stayed in Canada, the other two girls, and Kat was sort of not playing with too many people, and so we decided to have some jams, and it sort of just led to, starting to write music again, which was an awesome experience to do that.
And was it a bit of a challenge, like going from like a bigger band to a duo?
Yeah, it was. It really was. But it was so fun too. When we started writing, it was really, we had other projects. I was working full time. So we were just writing with no pressure on where the songs were going to go. And we had the time to be able to explore the sound of just writing with two people. And it was challenging for sure, but something that we both really enjoy doing as well. It's not your typical, cool, we've got a guitar part, let's add the bass and the drums. It's sort of, we've got a guitar part, where can the drums fit in and where can they sort of work together to create the song?
Oh, it's a great philosophy. And what are some of the inspirations behind, like, the songwriting that you've been doing together?
We've been, getting them from inspiration from different places. To Make It Work, the last single, the most recent one that you guys are, I think, going to play at the end of the show, is about sort of, we were watching over the last year or so, other people take really cool risks with what they wanted to do because they, you know, it was their passion project and they loved it. And it was really inspiring to us to be able to, I guess, look at people like that who were, you know, just working really hard but feeling really fulfilled as well because what they were doing was the thing that they were passionate about. And it wasn't necessarily music. It could have been a lot of other things. And then it sort of, you know, we really wanted to do the same with our music to really try and make it work properly. So we both finished, I finished up working full-time at the end of last year and we've been doing This Way North full-time this year, which has seen us play about 120 shows so far for the year.
Wow. So you've been pretty busy. And not just in Australia, you've taken it overseas as well.
Yeah, we were able to return to Canada to play and do a tour, and we did some more recording over there, which is where Make It Work came from, which was awesome to be able to go back to Canada, and we were able to go back to the festival that we met at and have a really fun tour. So we'll be heading back there next year, and we also got to go to New Zealand a few times this year to play, and that was awesome as well. New Zealand's such a cool place to tour, and people are really responsive to your music over there, and also just generally lovely New Zealanders.
Well, what's the connection with Canada? I mean, obviously you and Kat met there, but why were you there in the first place?
Well, I was there. I'd been playing shows there for a few years with my other band, Jungle. We'd been taken over there by a Canadian musician friend of ours who was here in Australia touring, and she just said, "Look, you should come over. I'll book the tour. It's not that hard." And you know, sort of, we were like, we're not big enough to travel overseas and play music. Like, that's for the big bands. And then we went and did it, and it was amazing, and we loved it, and it worked, and it was viable. So we kept going back for 4 summers in a row. And Kat sort of had the same experience playing with different artists. So, you know, someone initially went over, and she went over as the drummer, and just went from there, really. So it's sort of built up. We've got lots of really good friends that we play with over there and who we've been able to bring over here. So it's become a really beautiful sort of cross-Pacific thing.
Yeah, most Australians who go there seem to like the place. So
yeah, it's great.
Let's talk about recording. You've released an EP in 2016. Have you got plans for 2018?
Yeah, we do. We have lots of plans. We are going to be releasing another EP, which the singles that we've released this year will be on, and we recorded the majority of the tracks in Canada this year and a few over there last year as well. So we're really excited. We'll be releasing that, you know, in the first half of next year and touring it around, and it's going to be really fun to have some new music and a new product out for everyone who's been, yeah, coming to our shows and liking our music and sharing our stuff.
And have you got plans about how you're going to record the album, or you know, and produce the album? Are you doing it yourself?
We've got the tracks ready to go. So we actually worked over this year and last year in Toronto. We recorded over there. Kat and I were both going to be in Canada last year for different reasons, and we were like, well, while we're over there, let's see if we can find somewhere to record, just to see what it was like to record overseas. And find someone over there. So we found an amazing producer and an awesome studio to work in, and we just did a couple of tracks and then loved it so much that we knew we were coming back this year, so we thought we may as well try and do some more recording there and complete an EP. So that's what we've got coming up, and it's all ready to go. We're just really excited to be able to share it out to the world, really.
Well, you're going to be playing at the Metro here in Adelaide on Sunday night. Doors are open at 8. You're obviously looking forward to the gig. Have you played at the Metro before? It's a great venue.
I've played at the Metro. Yeah, no, I've heard lots about it, so I'm really looking forward to playing there. And we're playing with a really cool band called Hey Harriet, who are Adelaide legends, and they just seem like awesome people. So I'm really excited for the night. I think it's going to be a really good night of music.
Sounds great. Well, we're going to play the track This Way North to take us out of the show. Do you want to talk to us a bit about the song?
Yeah, Make It Work is about trying to make your passion project work. We sat down when we were writing this song and did a little exercise where we both wrote a line each, one after the other, and we said we weren't allowed to leave the table until we'd written a verse and a chorus. So we wrote line for line and sort of about the, you know, trying to make what we're doing work. And, yeah, it just grew from there. So we're pretty excited because it's a song that sort of rounds out this whole year for us of trying to make being an independent musician work.
That sounds like a great and fun way to write a song, so, you know.
Yeah, we've never done it before like that, and it was really cool to see what came out of it.
It's funny, people can put themselves under extreme pressure when, you know, they feel they've got to come up with something, and, you know, sometimes the process is right there in front of you by just, you know, letting go a bit.
Yeah, that's the best way to write. Unfortunately, it's hard sometimes to write like that, but that's, you know, it's when you're the most free and creative, when you don't have any pressure.
Well, look, thanks so much for talking to us today. And Adelaide is looking forward to seeing you on Sunday night, doors from 8 at the Metro. We've been talking to Leisha Jungle-Waller from the Melburnian duo This Way North. And this is their new single, Make It Work. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's all in the timing. If we fall short, we'll lose fast. With reprimand, 'cause we both know this can't last. So hold it on, ride the time for what it's worth. Make it work. We can make it work.